contract finished with my old manager on the 1st of October. You know, I thought I'd sit back, have a week or two, think about what I want to do. I did think about managing myself, you know, but obviously you need a manager for certain bits and bobs. You know, so I went and had a sit. Well, I contacted Dave, got in touch. He said, yeah, we'll sit down and have a talk. After I spoke to him, told him what, you know, I want, what I want to get out of it. You know, he said, yeah, I can deliver all that. You know, so there were no reason, you know, to manage myself. Dave's going to deliver everything what, you know, I asked. Dave's a great man. You know, there's probably only Dave in the running. I did try and think of a few others who I would want to sign with if I were going to sign. But there's only Dave, you know. He's good friends with Eddie, so things work there. So, yeah, I sat down and, you know, he nailed everything. So, you know, I'm happy. And, you know, we went and signed a few days ago and, you know, just give me that little buzz what I need.
Because Dave and Eddie work quite closely. They speak pretty much every day, don't they? So was Eddie sort of giving you advice on this as well?
Yeah, that's it. Well, I did speak to Eddie and he gave me some good advice. You know, he's a businessman, but, you know, I sort of know what I wanted anyway. I've got up there now, so, you know, so I've learned from my mistakes. Yeah, so Dave delivers everything and, you know, it's a good partnership. We've got Eddie who promotes. You know, Dave manages, I fight. You know, I think we're going to go a long way and, you know, future is bright now.
And obviously Matchroom is the big power in British boxing right now. You're still very much associated with Eddie, aren't you? We're still going to see you on the Matchroom shows.
That's it. I've had a lot of tweets out there saying, oh, have you left Eddie and this and that? The general people don't understand, you know, Eddie's my promoter, Dave's my manager. Eddie puts the shows on, you know, he puts us on the shows. Yeah, so Eddie promotes, Dave manages.
And Dave is very experienced. I mean, he's working with Bellew at the moment as a trainer. He's managed Ryan Rhodes as well. Curtis Woodhouse had a lot of success with him as well. So you feel that he can have a real positive impact on your career as a manager?
That's it. You know, he's got an impressive stat behind him. You know, he's doing well. His profile's building. And you know what? He's just a good guy. Do you know what I mean? When you're with him and you speak to him, he just got a good, you know, you get a good sense from him, and that's the main thing. You know, you need the partnership needs to work, and I think it does. You know, we get on like we do get on good. You know, I think there's a good team here, and you know, we had a meeting with him yesterday, and I think it was yesterday, and you know, some of the stuff what he's going to deliver. Hopefully, you know, it's giving me that buzz what I need, and you know, hopefully beat this kid on 20 seconds. We've got a massive fight, and hopefully, you know, we beat him, and you know, there's some big fights out there.
I want to come to that fight in a moment because it's a great, great card and a great night of boxing for this country. But first of all, I just wonder, you know, what have the last 18 months been like? I mean, I remember watching your fight at the Keep Moat Stadium and winning your first world title, but then you've changed promoters. You were out of the ring for so long. You've got married. You've become a dad. Back in the ring at Wembley. I mean, what an 18 months.
It's been a roller coaster. We've had everything in life, me and Ollie, you know, chucked at us, you know. I was with Dennis Hobson, you know. I left Dennis, moved to Matchroom, you know. I had another manager for a year. I've come with Dave. I've got married. I've had a baby. You know, I lost my world title. I've won a world title. You know, it's been a rocky road, but things are starting to look up, you know. Our kids, you know, on the scene now. You know, we're both trained together, so it's looking up, and you know, just having a baby girl, you know, just inspires me so much. You know, I want the good life, you know, for me and Ollie and Saskia, you know, so it gives me more motivation. You know, you learn from your mistakes. That's the big thing. As long as you can learn from it, this stuff happens in boxing. You know, you've just got to learn from it, and you know, push things to the side, and I've just got on with it, as you do. You know what I mean? And I've proven again, you know, I'm the best out there. I'm a two-time world champion.
I've been at your fights and you have such a lot of family support at your bouts. I just wonder, you know, that long period where, you know, you've won a world title, you've had the euphoria of that, you're not fighting again there. How important was Holly? How important was your brother? How important was, you know, your nearest family at that time just to keep your spirits up?
It is, that's what you need. You need good people around you, positive people. You know, you get your head goes down. You know, when I lost that world title, my head went down. You didn't want to do it, do you know what I mean? I'm coming back in 8 and 10 round fights. I'm used to title fights. I'd defended my British, Commonwealth, European titles most of my career, last 3 or 4 years. And I'm coming back in little fights. It's hard to get motivated, you know. You need good people around you and strong people. And, you know, without them, you know, I probably wouldn't be as, you know, I wouldn't have got back to the top as fast as I did. You know, but I did believe in myself. You know, I am the best in the bantamweight division, hands down. You know, I do believe that. That's why I'm taking these big fights. I don't want to defend. You know, obviously it's a world title. I don't just want to keep defending. I've defended European four times. You know, you get a bit stale. I want big fights, big motivation. You know, and these unification fights, the undefeated kids, big prospects. With Golden Boy and, you know, kids in Japan. I want them fights. I can beat them, you know what I mean? As long as I've had 10 good weeks to train for it, I can beat them. Trust me, you know, I've picked up 2 world titles. I've got a WBO belt left to get in the WBC, and I will get them, do you know what I mean? And I'll get one in February/March.
Do you change as a fighter at all when you become a dad and a husband? I mean, you're playing in a very violent sport here, competing in a violent sport. You know, and you've got your wife there, you've got your kid as well. You've got to think about them, haven't you?
You do, yeah. You know, growing up and that, you're just on your own, you think about it then. But, you know, when you're getting married and you've got a kid, you know, you've got to put them first. You're a family now, do you know what I mean? And I'm 28, but I don't look 28. I don't feel 28 yet.
You look better at 28 than I do at 30,
yeah,
I'll tell you.
But, you know,
that.
When I got married and you get that ring on your finger, I feel like a man, you know what I mean? I've got to act a man, you know, like, I mess about, you know, I don't act my age, but you do, it grows up, and especially having a kid, you know what I mean? It gave me that much. I can remember doing a run, one of the first runs I did after having a, I thought, right, I'm going to do 10 mile here. I don't want to run like 5 or 6 mile. If I'm going to do 10 mile, I was just buzzing. I got halfway around, you know, buzz, but it went down a bit, but just thinking about it, you know, it just gave me that buzz, and, you know, that's what life's about, you know. I'm married, I've got a baby, you know, things are looking up, you know, I'm in a good place at the minute.
What was it like fighting at Wembley?
Wembley's, you know, to be fair, I didn't really know how big it was. I'm not a big football fan, and I'm telling some of my friends, I'm like, I'm fighting at Wembley. Oh, you're fighting at Wembley? Do you know what I mean? I'm like, oh, is that good? They're like, yeah, it's massive, you know what I mean? So I'm like, oh, yeah, it's a big thing. Yeah, obviously, I know how big the card was and the thing, but I didn't know Wembley itself. And, you know, once that sunk in, you know, when, you know, things started moving, I was absolutely over the moon, do you know what I mean? And then Eddie got it for the world title, which made it even better. You know, it just boosts your profile and everything. Eddie's doing a great job. He's put me on both the Foch bills and he's putting me on the Bellew thing, you know what I mean? He keeps delivering time after time, you know, so I need to thank him. And, you know, he's going to, hopefully, I beat this kid, he'll deliver the big fight, what I want, hopefully in Vegas in February.
Yeah, and I was going to ask you about that. I mean, how much is your ambition now to sort of go and fight in America and to go and fight abroad and test yourself in that kind of an arena as well?
That's it. I'll fight anywhere, you know. I'll fight anyone and I'll fight anywhere, you know. I've just got to keep building profile. I want the big fights, but some of the big... Obviously, the big fights are when I move up, but I need to you know, establish myself at this weight and pick a few more belts up before they'll touch me, do you know what I mean? So... I'm just really looking forward to the next 12 months. Beat this kid. I know it's a very important fight to win. You know, can't look past this kid. We can't get no footage on him, which is a bit worse, but we can't look past this kid. But the big fights are there. Beat Commander. Who knows, you know what I mean? There's some massive fights out there.
I've talked to Kell Brook an awful lot over the last year, and, you know, we often say to him, you know, this is your time now. You know, your next 12 to 18 months are probably going to define your career. Do you feel like you're at a similar stage?
That's it. I think my time's coming now, even though, you know, I've won everything going. I've won 2 world titles. I think it's my time, you know, to be put in the spotlight. And, you know, I think my profile's going to start building. I'm going to become a big name, do you know what I mean? I think that's just starting now. You know, I've been a pro 10 years, but I do believe it's starting now. And, you know, it's time. I think the time's right. Like I say, I'm a family man. I'm married. I've got a kid. I'm settled down. You know, like I say, I'm in a really good place. You know, it's time to start stepping up now. Let's get them big fights.
Everybody's looking forward to this night of boxing coming up, and the undercard is fantastic. But, of course, there's the Bellew Cleverly fight as well, and I just wondered, who are you backing?
I'm backing Bellew, of course, you know what I mean? But it's a great fight, you know, great. But I don't even think there's a belt online, you know what I mean? That's how good the fight is, you know. There's tension between them. I watched ringside last night, you know, and I'm looking forward to it. So I think I'll be on early on it card. I can get out, get showered up and, you know, get a ringside view of the fight. It's going to be a great fight and a great show again, you know. Eddie's pulled it off again. What, you know, he's got a stacked card. I think there's even more being chucked on it, you know what I mean? So... You know, it's fantastic for boxing, and boxing at the minute is booming. You know what I mean? I'm a boxing geezer, and you know, and I fight in that, but I'm not a massive boxing fan, and even I can see it's booming now. Do you know what I mean? So yeah, everything's on the up.
What's it like being part of what is considered, you know, a re-emergence of the sport then in this country? Because for a long time, you know, all the attention went to America. The sport had a bit of a lull in general, didn't it? But it's back now.
That's it.
Particularly, we're having these great domestic fights, great domestic fighters who are doing well.
Well, that's it. You know, it is up. You know, the cards are getting better. They're getting bigger. The venues are getting bigger. You know, so that's why it's looking good. You know what I mean? Normally, obviously, we can't do it without the small law shows what build the kids up. But, you know, even they're getting bigger. Do you know what I mean? You know, it's going to be, next few years, going to take off.
And your brother as well had that terrific result. What was it like being there to sort of witness that?
It's fantastic. Like, I heard you fight Vusey a few times, and I said to our kid, I said, look, brother, man, you've got to do a job on him. I honestly believe that was going to be an easy fight for me, you know, because I'd watched him quite a lot, and I thought, you know, you've got to hit and move with this kid. Just don't stand there, and you'll dust him, and it's a big step up for you. And a lot of people didn't believe, you know, our kid were ready for that step up, but we believed it. Never once had I thought he was going to get beat. You know, and I take Mickey out of him a little bit. I say, if you can't beat him, you know, you better hang your gloves up. But, you know, I 100% believed he was going to win that fight. You know, he'll be ready to mix it, you know, with the best in the super bantamweight division. I think a few more fights, you know what I mean? He spars with me, you know, gives me a run for my money, but he gets a bit lackadaisy, you know what I mean? So, a bit more experience, you know, I'll be ready to mix it with big names out there. But I think he's got a European title fight next, you know, so that'll be interesting if he can pick that up, which we believe he will, you know, otherwise we won't have the fight, you know, and he'll move on and he'll progress like I progress, you know what I mean? I picked every belt up, you know, he's picking them all up, and you know, it'll not be long before he ends up fighting for a world title.
Does it help having a brother and a really close family member who just understands what you go through?
That's it.
Can sort of bounce off each other?
He bounces off me, and he just trains like a machine. And I'm experienced, and I know when to step it up, when not to overtrain and that. And he's like, come on, man, you want to be doing more than that? I'm like, look, bruv, you know, I've proven it. I know when to... He don't know. He's just a machine. He's just flat out. He absolutely loves it, do you know what I mean? But I love training with him. You know, when we both train together, it's a good motivation. You know, we push each other. It's brilliant, you know. Obviously, he has a dig at me. He's undefeated, isn't he? You know, so he has a little dig, but it's good motivation, and, you know, we have a good crack.